Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Greetings, this is the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC Radio. I'm Mario Murillo, sitting in for Brian Lehrer this morning. Today is Hillary Clinton's 60th birthday, and she's spending the day off the campaign trail after her big bash at the Beacon Theater last night. In the off chance she's listening to the radio up there in Chappaqua, we thought we'd wish her a happy birthday, but with a twist. If you've seen 60 come and go, what advice do you have for Hillary? Are there silver linings to getting older that you've learned about? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Earlier this month, you may have heard that the first boomer filed for Social Security retirement benefits, but obviously Hillary has one job and she's seeking another where being older is an advantage. What are some other advantages to being 60, if you're there, or perhaps if you're approaching it? We'd love to hear from Hillary's fellow female boomers. What advice do you have for the senator? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can post your advice to our website at WNYC.org, and you can click on the Brian Lehrer Show. She's not doing too much campaigning in her home state, so just in case she is listening, this might be your one chance during the race for the Democratic nomination to catch her ear. Do you have a question for Hillary? Let's see if you do that. Of course, it's her birthday, so think about that when you ask that question. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Her party last night at the Beacon Theater was also a fundraiser, with tickets costing from $100 on up. And who was there? Elvis Costello. He sang. Billy Crystal emceed. But now you can wish Hillary happy birthday for free, not having to dish out that big campaign donation. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Give us a call. And interesting, I read that in the Times that Elvis Costello, I'm a big fan of Elvis, he drew applause for defending the notion of questioning authority as an act of patriotism. So maybe that could be your advice for the senator, for Hillary Clinton. Stick to her radical roots from college days, question authority, or maybe you want to question the authority that she wields as a senator of New York. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Anita, joining us from Livingston, New Jersey, you have the first birthday wish for the senator.
Yes, I do. My wish is for her to have a happy and a healthy year, to be her own woman, speak from the heart, and the women will know it, and the women will be behind her, as will the people of this country.
And life starts after 60, I assume?
Life starts after 60, and it goes on as long as you are involved.
Okay, thank you, Anita, for that call. Again, we're asking for you to give us a shout-out to the senator, Hillary Clinton, of course, the media are calling the front-runner of the Democratic race for the nomination for president. Give us a call at 212-433-9692. I mean, I know when I turned 40 recently, I thought that now it was all downhill from here, and I have plenty of time to go. And aspire to, so maybe it's not too late to even think about the presidency. But let's go to Janice in Riverdale joining us right now. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Your wishes for the senator.
My wish is, well, I just turned 60 myself a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I think Hillary knows and the women our age know that we are nothing but wiser and better and stronger, and 60 is not what we thought it was when we were in our 20s and 30s, and she's going to do nothing but be better and better, because that's the way I feel.
All right. Well, thank you for that call. Get the wisdom, hopefully, will kick in, right, at this point.
Oh, it's in.
it already is now, and now it's at another level. Thank you for that call, Janice and Riverdale.
Take care.
Again, you're listening to WNYC. We're asking for your calls at 212-433-9692. Alan in Brooklyn, you have birthday wishes for the senator or any questions for her?
Yes. First of all, I met her when she announced for her Senate in 2000, and I wish her well. But I also hope she has the clarity to keep the public interest in mind when she's looking at inside polls, because very obviously to me, her success right now is partly a function of the fact that the male vote in the primaries is being split five or six ways. And if she really believes that she's viable in a one-on-one with a GOP candidate, I wish her well, but I hope she doesn't sacrifice the country's interest if she knows in her heart of hearts that she is not viable because her negatives are still too high a few months from now. If her negatives go down, I wish her well, but I don't want the country to have another 8 years of disastrous rule because she's pushing her luck.
But you're thinking that she's not, that it's not possible? Are you still having those doubts?
No. I don't know, but I think she probably has better information on the inside than most of us do. They probably have the best possible polling done by their own internal pollsters, and I hope she's honest enough about what she sees and what the real prospects are for a Democrat getting in, and if she thinks she's the best Democrat to have a chance of winning in 08, I wish her all the best. I don't know if that's true, because she'll only have one male against her in November of 08, and she has five or six males against her in the primaries right now.
Okay, Alan, and thanks for your call.
Success is an illusion.
Okay, thank you, Alan, for that call. We now go to Dolores in Manhattan, who I understand is also celebrating birthday. Happy birthday, Dolores.
Thank you. I am 65 today, and I wish Hillary a happy birthday and many more, and I can tell her that life gets better after 65, I wish her well in her run for the presidency. I, too, am very worried that even though we are women and a very strong voting force, I worry that some people will not see her for her issues and look to the Republican candidate, which would sadden me greatly.
Is there anything that you would ask of her to be stronger on, to take more of a stand on? Or are you
Health care, very important.
Okay.
Healthcare, well, especially for children and for the poor.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dolores, for your call. Now, Roberto in Queens joining us. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm very pleased to see that we have the possibility of bringing a woman into the White House who can bring an entire new perspective to how this country should be run. The fact that she's 60 is a plus, actually. I'm very grateful for her candidacy, as well as the fact that she doesn't come with naivete. She knows how to handle Capitol Hill. So I really wish her well. And by the way, Mario, the word chef doesn't really mean cook in French. It just means chief. I think it means the chief cook.
Okay, thank you, Roberto.
Okay,
thanks for that call. Let's move on. Nancy is joining us in New Brunswick. Thanks for calling in on this day.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Nancy?
Hi, I'm just fine. I just wanted to say that 60 is the new 40.
Oh, so that makes me like about, that makes me just a little bit under 20.
Well, you know, you said you just turned 40, and I think 40 used to be a kind of momentous. I think 60 is now the jumping off point for the rest of your life, and it's really kind of a starting point for the next part of your life.
So it's a good point for Hillary to be in.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm 68, and I still work every day and love what I do, and I don't even feel like it's work because I love it so much. And as long as she loves what she does, she won't feel like she's working.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Nancy. Deirdre from Cranford calling in. Thanks for your call.
Hi.
Any messages for Hillary on her birthday?
So. Yeah, I just want to point out the contrast between the last segment and this one, where, you know, the whole Carrie Bradshaw character is so superficial, in my opinion, with the exterior things, and Hillary is the role model that people should be looking toward. She's intelligent, she's strong, and go Hillary, and happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. Actually, there's been a lot of weaving, topical weaving throughout the show this morning, starting with the chefs and into the previous one, and now with this happy birthday to Hillary. So I thank you for pointing that out, Deirdre from Cranford, and keep on listening. And you're listening to WNYC. My name is Mighty Murillo, in for Brian Lehr. In a moment, maybe we'll tell you to shut off your emails for the rest of the day. Stay with us.